In the run-up to last week's presidential election in the Philippines, security was tight amid fears that Islamic extremists would try to disrupt the voting. That didn't happen, but there is heightened concern in the Philippines. Analysts say that in Manila, al-Qaeda-linked extremists are relying more and more on recent converts to Islam. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports that the Abu Sayyaf extremist group may be planning to use these converts for terrorist operations in urban areas.
Pier number 4, the super ferry terminal at Manila's North Harbor. Security people go through the bags, boxes, and suitcases of those waiting to board the ships, which ply the nautical highways of this 7,000-island archipelago. The security officer finds a long knife and a saw in one woman's suitcase. He says they will be returned once her boat reaches its destination. Security has been tightened here in the past few weeks, and with good reason. On February 26th, Super Ferry 14 left this terminal late in the evening with 900 people on board. About an hour later, an explosion tore open the ship. At least 116 people died. The Islamic separatist group Abu Sayyaf said it had placed a bomb on board the ship. At the time, the government of President Gloria Macapagal Arroyo dismissed the claim, calling the incident an accident. Not anymore.
I'm personally convinced that it is a terrorist attack.
Norberto Gonzalez is President Arroyo's national security advisor. He says there is mounting evidence to support this conclusion, including a confession from one of several alleged Abu Sayyaf members arrested in late March for plotting to bomb several shopping malls and trains in Metro Manila. One of the men told investigators about sneaking the bomb on board Super Ferry 14 the month before.
His narration of how he did it is pretty convincing. He described how he used an old TV set, put the bomb inside, go inside the ship, leave it on where he was supposed to have occupied, and then leave the ship again. Time for midnight and exactly the time when it really happened.
If true, the bombing of the ferry would be the most deadly terrorist attack in Asia since the Bali bombing in October 2002, which killed more than 200 people. Both Abu Sayyaf and Jamaa Islamiyah, the group blamed for the Bali bombing, have been linked to al-Qaeda. And the U.S. government considers both to be more than just a regional threat. Joseph Musumeli is the chargé at the U.S. Embassy in Manila.
They've kidnapped our people. They've blown up and killed several Americans. I'm not sure if you could talk any more in the modern world of a terrorist group being a threat to a particular country without saying it's a threat to the international world order.
Abu Sayyaf has been on the run for several years now after a series of kidnappings and the beheading of a U.S. citizen prompted a U.S.-backed offensive against the group by the Philippine military. Intelligence officials say the Abu Sayyaf has now been reduced to a core of some 300 to 400 members, but that core, analysts agree, is more ideologically committed and potentially more dangerous than it's been in years. Officials say the group is now expanding its reach from the southern island of Mindanao to the mainly Christian north. National Security Advisor Gonzalez says he's concerned that Abu Sayyaf is now recruiting and training Christian converts, locals, for operations in urban areas like Manila.
The converts are the ones that they're using for this new wave of terrorist activities that they're planning for the Philippines. Christians converted to Islam, trained for terrorism.
U.S. Chargé Joseph Musumeli suggests the National Security Advisor's concerns may be well-placed.
There certainly are Muslims in Manila who are linked to various terrorist groups. Some of them, unfortunately, are recent converts to Islam. And, you know, this is not an Islamic phenomenon. This is a phenomenon anywhere you go in the world throughout history. Converts are always more zealous than people who were born into a religion.
Glenda Gloria has written extensively on the Muslim separatist movement in the Philippines. She says converts are just one problem. The bigger threat, she says, is from what she calls freelancers, a large pool of disaffected Muslims, mostly from the south, who are mobile, resourceful, and open to working for groups like Abu Sayyaf or Jamaa Islamiyah.
These people don't have to know where the funding is coming from or who are their leaders, but they are bonded by one great motivation, in which is to push for the Islamic cause, inspired by what al-Qaeda is fighting for. But they don't have to be what we would call card-carrying members of the Abu Sayyaf.
U.S. officials say the Philippine government is aware of and working hard at containing the problem, but U.S. Chargé Joseph Musumeli cautions they are not out of the woods yet.
You know, they've had some extraordinary successes over the last few weeks, the last 2 months particularly. They've rolled up two or three really serious threats to Manila. There's a lot of groups down in the south that have very bad intentions toward this country. And so, yeah, I think that in the next few months, I wouldn't be surprised if there's a serious terrorist attack here.
Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Manila.